the night when we recite the Haggadah is called the Seder night, you know, the night of the order. That's a strange term. You know, it's called the night of the order. I mean, every festival has its order, its halachas, its detailed laws. But the night of Pesach, you know, the mitzvahs that we do that night are called the night of the order in particular, as is the custom also to read the whole order at the beginning of the Seder of what we're going to do. If they're said, what is the meaning behind this? That's our first question. Our second question is that on this night, so we have a mitzvah to recount the Exodus. And the more that you speak about the Exodus, how much more the better. So, you have to understand why the Torah gave us a mitzvah, particularly on Pesach, to tell the story of the Exodus. Whereas we don't have to tell over at all on Sukkot the story behind the Sukkah and why we sit in Sukkah. And on Shavuos, we don't have to tell the story behind the giving of the Torah. If you're aware of the story, fine. If not, you celebrate the holiday and do all the mitzvahs regardless. The truth is that these two questions actually answer each other. We'll just preface that by most of the mitzvahs of the Torah, most of the mitzvahs, you know, the pasuk says, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? It's all in memory of the leaving of Egypt. Right, the Torah says it by most of the mitzvahs, including by the all the festivals, as we say in the Kiddush, you know, that, by Shavuos, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, Chag HaSukkah says Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, that even these other holidays that, you know, commemorate their own events, Sukkah, that God surrounded us with clouds of glory in the desert, or Shavuos, that God gave us the Torah, we still say that even these holidays are Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, in memory of leaving Egypt. Shabbos, that commemorates a historical event even before the Exodus, by over 2,000 years, Shabbos commemorates the actual creation itself. We say in the Kiddush of Shabbos also, Kiyom Tchil Mikrei Kodesh, it's the beginning of all holidays, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, as if Shabbos also, in a certain way, commemorates the Exodus. And that's the hardest part to explain. It commemorates an event that happened way before the Exodus. Yeah, similarly, in the second version of the Ten Commandments, in Parshas Vayeschanan, so it talks about keeping Shabbos not to commemorate the fact that God created heaven and earth in 6 days, but, you know, that you have to remember you were a slave in Egypt and Hashem took you out of there, and therefore God commands you to keep Shabbos. So, in a certain way, Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Exodus, it provides the philosophical basis for all mitzvahs, even when the mitzvahs come to commemorate some type of event that precedes the Exodus, like Shabbos. Right? So to understand this, you have to understand that Chazal divide up world history, that which has happened already, that which is yet to happen, into three distinct eras. Beis Avlafim Tov, 2,000 years of formlessness. Beis Avlafim Torah, 2,000 years of Torah. Beis Halafim Melech HaMashiach in 2,000 years, which if we would have been worthy, the whole last 2,000 years of the history of this world would have been the time of the kingdom of Mashiach, right? The 2,000 years of formlessness, right, properly end, or came to their final conclusion with the Exodus from Egypt, right? The world, you know, until the Exodus, like Chazal referred to that whole era as being formless, the world wasn't properly formed. That means that the whole way the world was running was on an order that wasn't the proper order. Like, there was a certain order. There were the laws of biology, chemistry, and physics. They've been running ever since the 6 days of creation, but that whole order that the visible that is visible to the naked eye, that whole order in its own right is called formlessness. You know, there's still a certain lack of shape, which is a lack of order, that still needs to be added, which was added by the Exodus. And that higher form of order is the order of the supernatural, and how the supernatural interacts with the natural and elevates the natural, which is the whole role of Torah and mitzvahs, and the mission of the Jewish people that bear the Torah and mitzvahs is to bring the supernatural to the natural. And that's called proper world order. Right? There's the world order that's so infiltrated and adulterated with evil, where it seems that good and evil are at best balanced, and we hope for good to win, right? It doesn't seem that the world is heading to any type of higher state or any higher destiny. But then there's the order that gets ushered in with the Exodus. And that's literally what the words mean, Yitzias Mitzrayim, getting out of the constraints. The world was constrained, all right, and like held in a vice that it couldn't progress to reach a higher state of reality, a higher state of refinement. It's just the same old story, which is the secular lifestyle, right? You know, perpetually, you know, it's just same old story over and over again. So it's, you know, when the world seemed hopelessly in that state, it's like the world was in Mitzrayim, literally in constraints. It just can't progress in the real sense of progress, of becoming more and more refined, of becoming a higher and higher reality. And the Exodus wasn't just to release the Jewish people politically, but to separate us. L'kachas goyim mikarev goyim, separate us, because in Egypt we were like any other Egyptian, or less, because we were slaves to the Egyptians. And God takes us out of these constraints to make us the nation of Torah, the nation of mitzvahs, the nation that's going to be the vehicle to bring the supernatural within the natural. And that's called proper world order, because now the world is running according to design that God himself envisioned when he created the world. Right? So everything that has to do with the revelation of divinity, which Shabbos included, even though it's talking about the actual 6 days of creation, commemorates creation, but Shabbos is a day of appreciating that Hashem created the world, right? That's what it's about. So it's about recognition of the divine. So Shabbos is also a day like all the other mitzvahs that has to do with bringing the supernatural within the natural, bringing God consciousness into the world. Everything was made possible by Yetzias Mitzrayim, because before the Exodus, the world was held in a certain vice that it just couldn't progress, it couldn't develop, it couldn't move towards its wonderful destiny of becoming the kingdom of Mashiach, and from there becoming the world to come. And that's why Pesach is the basis of all the mitzvahs, even mitzvahs like Shabbos that commemorate an event that happened before it, because if not for Pesach, it would have been impossible to break out of the box of the physical world as it is, to evolve the world forward, right? All type of revelations of divinity and God consciousness would have been impossible if not for Yetzias Mitzrayim, not breaking out of the constraints, and that breaking out of the constraints gave the world a new order, right? And this is the secret of why the night where we relive the Exodus is called Leil Haser, the night of the order, because this night renews the new order that was brought into the world, right, as a result of the Exodus, that prior to this night, it's called that the world was formless, right, and on this night we renew that order, right, the higher order, the order of Torah and mitzvahs that brings God consciousness and all revelations of divinity into the world. And since it's a night of bringing in the order itself, right, so that's why we have to speak about it. We have to talk about it as much as possible as a function of bringing this order into reality. Talk about the Exodus. When you speak, you're taking ideas, and the world of ideas is way above the world of physical. You're taking ideas and you're bringing them within the physical world by putting it into words and saying those words. By saying, talking about the Exodus, we're bringing the order of the Exodus into the world. So the mission of this night is to once again re-bring, you know, renew this new order that comes into the world as a result of Exodus, the order of Torah and mitzvahs. And as a function of bringing the order into reality, talk about it, because speech is taking thoughts that reach way above the physical and bringing them into the three dimensions of the world by converting them into words and expressing those words. Right, but once we have Pesach, we've renewed the order for that year. So now all the other holidays are subsections of that order. We don't need to talk about the message behind Sukkot on Sukkot. We don't have to talk about the message behind Shavuos on Shavuos. It would be nice, but it's not necessary, because these are just points within the order that we brought into the world on Leil HaSeder, on the night of the order. So it's not necessarily talk about Sukkos on Sukkos and talk about Shavuos on Shavuos, because we spoke about Yetzias Mitzrayim on the night of Pesach. We brought that whole order into reality. It's in reality already, so there's no need to further talk about it, except for one's own enhancing his enjoying of the holiday. So with this we understand why this night is called the night of the order. With this we understand why it's a mitzvah to speak, and to speak as much as possible, because you're further reinforcing the order coming into physical reality. And we've also explained how therefore all the other Yomim Tovim and even Shabbos Elf are just branches of this order, because Leil HaSeder gives the whole order of Torah Mitzvahs, which includes Shabbos as part of the order of Torah Mitzvahs. It's all made possible Leil HaSeder, and that's why when these things come about, there's no further need to talk about them.